generally speaking, when we are glad that guests are leaving us, it's more of a relief. Oh, thank God they're gone finally. Not so in this instance. And in fact, in this instance, there is kind of a paradox at play. Jesus is ascending, meaning he's going away. He's leaving them. And the paradox is that he's leaving them, but things are getting closer and more tightly knit together. So there's this kind of sense of going, but that going is really wrapping us all more tightly together. And it's a fascinating thing to think about. So when he goes from them and dies, they are understandably sad. This time when he goes from them, they return rejoicing. And in the Acts reading, in fact, they're so fascinated and awestruck that the angels have to come and say, "All right, go home now. Go home now." And it's part of this great move that we see in our scriptures, this binding together of the divine and the human, this binding together of the earthly and the heavenly. And it's a fascinating move. So that at Christmas, in the incarnation, we celebrate that God takes on our flesh. God comes and takes on our flesh. And then Jesus lives and moves through the entire human experience of birth and life and the complexities of life and death and all the worst parts of life, like being betrayed and death. He rises. And he returns to God. And it's important to remember that he returns to God as the incarnate one, as the one who is fully divine and fully human. It's easy to forget that point. It's easy to forget, to think that either after the crucifixion or at the ascension or at some point, he stops being incarnate. And he's just God again. He goes up into heaven and he's God again. He sits with God. But he sits with God as the incarnate one, as the one who is fully human and fully divine. That's an important, important theological point. That part of God's reality now includes the human. Very important to understand that. And that's not enough. Not enough in this great binding together of earth and heaven, this binding together of the divine and human. That's not far enough, because leave it to God to go further than we expect. Already that's happened, and it happens yet again, because in going, Jesus promises to send the Spirit. So that this going away of Jesus is paradoxically an arrival of further gifts. One of the marvelous pieces of symbolism of that is the way that the Luke gospel that we heard today says that as he was blessing them, he was lifted into heaven. So he's in the act of blessing as he's going away. So his going away is part of the act of blessing. What's that about? There's an interesting image. The going is a blessing. That's fascinating. And then the sending of the Holy Spirit into our lives, or more precisely, placing our lives within the Holy Spirit, itself another kind of incarnation. We are incarnate too. We bear both the divine and the human. Now, admittedly, not perfectly the way Jesus did, but it is the case, nonetheless, that we human beings now bear something of the divine. So that the human goes into the divine, and the divine comes into the human. There is this binding tighter together, this coming closer that is part of the going away that is the ascension. It's fascinating to me. And it's particularly fascinating because it upends all of our expectations. It upends our... It's nice to not think about the ascension and think Jesus goes back to heaven and someday we'll go to heaven and we all keep God conveniently at arm's length. But the real theological challenge of our faith is the realization that God doesn't want to stay at arm's length, that God isn't interested in staying at arm's length, that God wants to get involved, that God wants to be a part, that God in Christ has been busily binding together divine and human in more and more and more ways. That here, in the human, in you and me, is where God wants to be, is where God is interested in being, is where God wants to act, is how God wants to act in you and me. The Feast of the Ascension is so often easily overlooked, easily dismissed, thought of as a nice, pious thing. But in reality, it is yet another image of the fascinating work that God is doing, of bringing together once again things that we experience as opposites, bringing God into the human and the human into God. We like a nice, polite, distant God, and we're not given that. We're given a God who gets involved, a God who makes things messy, a God who really likes our flesh, even when we don't. The ascension is that paradoxical going away that is a drawing closer. And it creates an image for us of the God who wants continually to be closer to us, and us to want continually to be closer to God.